Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I am your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week. I haven't even announced him yet, and you're already switching.
That happened during the show, too.
Here's what happens. Either it's like he's talking for 20 minutes, and then Rhino switches to him, or before I even introduce him. Let's see if we can do this like this. Joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Charles Boda. Now you switch. There you go.
Hello.
And also by my very good friend, Mr. Steve Porter.
But hello.
He was early on that because, you know, he's only been doing this for 2 damn years.
He just misses our faces.
Hashtag things that piss me off. Okay. I haven't had a lot of sleep. I'm tired. And I have 3 of these to record. So this is going to be charming. Okay. Especially with Ethel Merman back on the switch. Okie doke. So today we are going to talk about best quick service meals on a budget at Walt Disney World. We had some lively conversation about what constituted a budget and what really mattered with this. So this list of 5 things, 5 restaurants, 5 counter service restaurants, you know, it's kind of a amalgam of all of our
opinions.
Yeah. Opinions. Steve, you came up with the first one on the list, Wolfgang Puck Express.
Mm-hmm. It is a quick service, but you the food is brought to you by a server. So it puts it in this tier where it is a little bit nicer than a quick service, but not as nice as a traditional table service. But the pricing is much cheaper than a table service. So you can get real food that, you know, it's not a burger and a chicken sandwich and fries. It would be like an affordable date night, I think you could do this as. And I really enjoy the food there. I always get the mac and cheese, of course, because it's me.
And also the argument can be made that, you know, if you're at Disney Springs and you're doing stuff, you may not really want to invest the time required for a table service. Mm-hmm. Sit down, but you want something good.
Mm-hmm.
And the food at Wolfgang Puck Express, this is one of the most popular places
mm-hmm.
on property. And that the food is fantastic. The pizzas are great. They're artisan pizzas. In general, the food is...
I think it's table service food at not quick service pricing, but just below.
Yeah. And one of the things about eating on a budget is if you're trying to budget properly, you might have already done your big meal during the day. Mm-hmm. And so you've done your park time and you're hitting up Disney Springs at the end of the night. So you might not want a full table service thing, but you still do want something, mm-hmm. you know, flavorfully substantial.
I misspoke. Just above quick service pricing. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to clarify.
No. No, we're not going to let you. It's one demerit. Okay, so Wolfgang Puck Express is first on our list. Second, Charles, you came up with Pecos Bill's in the Magic Kingdom.
I did, for a couple of reasons. First of all, as far as quick service is concerned, especially in the Magic Kingdom, I happen to like the quality of Pecos Bill's food. But one of the factors when you're thinking about eating on a budget is meals that can last for a significant period of time, even if you're getting stabbed in the throat by your boss randomly. Mm-hmm. I see everything.
The monitor right there helps. Yeah, no,
as I was saying, one of the things is stretching meals out, making them last. And Pecos Bill's has that, like, Thixen's bar where you can add on to the meal, and albeit it's, you know, lettuce and pico de gallo and stuff like that. But
it's a good Fixin's bar.
Yeah,
though.
It's a good Fixin's bar. You can load up what you've already purchased, and that way you can get in a decent quick service meal that's actually going to last you quite a few hours. You know, bulk eating that, okay, I ate, now I don't have to worry about eating for quite a while is a big part of eating on a budget.
You find yourself snacking less throughout the day, so mm-hmm. you don't really need that Mickey pretzel or the Dole Whip. I mean, you can still do those things, but they're not a necessity because you're starving. So you can skip out on those little snacks if you want because mm-hmm. you're full.
So you're encouraging emotional eating, overeating while in the parks.
No, I'm just saying you can eat
you
enough
want
of Pecos
people,
Bill's.
You want people to be obese. You want them to get diabetes. I understand.
Ah, oh, jeez.
I agree, though. Pecos Bill's, I think, is arguably best counter service in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely a good bargain. My choice on this list was the secret menu at the All-Star Movies food court. If you go over, I think it's the Roxy, because the food court is broken up into like marquee names of theaters. So I think the Roxy is the one where you go and you ask for the secret menu, and they bring out a briefcase. And inside the briefcase is a ViewMaster, for those who remember, if you, depending on how old you are, Google it. And the ViewMaster has the secret menu on it. So you'll see a picture of it. There's like the two things that I absolutely remember that were just so good was the chili or the hot dog with the mac and cheese and the chili and everything on it. It was so good. And then they did a double bacon cheeseburger on a cinnamon roll bun. So like the cinnamon roll you'd have for breakfast, and it was beyond good. So it's quick service pricing. These things are not, you know, I don't remember exactly what the pricing was, but it's quick service pricing. So it's not more than you're going to pay for necessarily other things. It's really unique. The experience of getting it is really unique. And these things were actually very, I actually thought the food court in general at All-Star Movies was far superior to most of the food courts at the other value resorts, save maybe Art of Animation, but Art of Animation really isn't a value resort. They bill it as one, but nothing that you have to pay $350 a night for is a value resort. But I thought the secret menu at All-Star Movies, absolutely fantastic. We did a whole thing on it back in January, February, when we did our Seven Resorts in 7 Days series. So you can go check that out. But did a whole review on it, but it was really cool. So that's mine. Now, I think Charles mentioned this, or did you mention Satuli Canteen?
Charles did.
I mentioned Charles it, but I think we all pretty much agreed on it.
Jumped all over that.
The one thing I will say is, and these are very good, I just don't think that there's one menu item that is, everybody likes, the Bao cheeseburger buns. And I don't think, you know, as far as budget or for value, that necessarily is the best option. It's tasty, but whether it's the best. But the bowls that they offer, you get a good variation, you get a decent quantity. The quality is very good. And as far as, you know, like value per budget, you're not going to be starving afterwards. You'll have options. You'll get to pick something that you like. Everybody will. And, you know, like you fill yourself up enough to where you're not walking around the parks hungry and everything. So I think it hits all of those marks on quality, options, and then quantity.
And also, you know, theme and unique, the unique nature of the menu. Mm-hmm. There's just, it's not your normal menu. Yeah. So, you know, on every level, you know, we've said before, arguably, Satuli Canteen is the best quick service restaurant on Disney property, not just in Animal Kingdom. Now, some may argue that point, and I, you know, think it can be argued. But I think that as far as, you know, because like what's a big part of eating at Walt Disney World is the experience that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, you know, for me, the secret menu at All-Star Movies, there's an experience that goes along with that, with the whole, the suitcase and the, or the briefcase and the ViewMaster. Satuli Canteen being in Pandora, kind of everything on the menu kind of themed around that. It carries the theme of the land through beautifully. Yeah,
I mean, it could have totally thrown off just in the food. If you had walked in there, had that amazing experience outside, hashtag amazing experience, that you had that great experience outside and then you entered in and it was cheeseburgers and milkshakes, it would kind of throw the whole thing out the door and it would, you know, ruin that theming completely. So I think the fact that they nailed the uniqueness of it really makes the whole experience better, which makes what you're paying for feel much more worth it.
Right.
Yeah. And they also, they strayed away from a lot of times with quick service. You get the quick service feeling after you eat it, even if it's good, because of, you know, like different like burgers or chicken sandwiches and fries and all of those things can be heavy if they're not super high quality. Whereas what Satuli Canteen offers it's slightly healthier. It's not health food, but it's slightly healthier and it sits in the stomach a little better.
There was nothing healthy about those bao buns.
Once again, the bao buns, I they're good, but yeah, they don't fit with the rest of the menu as far as that kind of eco-health-conscious vibe that they're putting off. But the food sits well, as opposed to a lot of other quick services, especially in the heat of Animal Kingdom.
Well, the other one we came up with, also at Animal Kingdom, is the Harambe Market. Mm-hmm. Now, this is one of your all-time favorites. You love this place.
Yeah.
So why does it belong on this list?
Once again, the food kind of sits better. They have their sides are a little more unique, so they have...
Well, tell people what the food is.
Basically, you've got a couple choices. They have a chicken tikka masala. They've got a like sausage corn dog kind of thing, which is not as heavy as I don't want to say gross, but it's not as corn doggy as you'd expect. It's a little more flavorful.
Nothing gross about corn dogs.
Yeah, well, depending on the source. But yeah, so they have a lot of options that once again sit well with you before you go to leave. Their sides, they've got like a lot of corn and beans and vegetables and stuff, rather than just throwing fries at your face or some kind of fried thing that's gonna sit heavily with you. It's, you know, and honestly, just the quality. I could describe the food all day, but just the quality of it as opposed to a lot of the quick service things, especially quick service in other parks, just doesn't measure up. It's one of those reasons why when we talk about quick service, Animal Kingdom, as far as parks are concerned, in my opinion, hands down, has the best quick service. It is a lot of decent quick service options.
Yeah,
you don't feel like you're settling when you go to Satu Lee. You don't feel like you're settling when you go to Harambe.
Do we have a hypothesis on why that's true? What...
They're closer to the source.
they're going out to the safari.
They've got that safari right there.
No, but seriously, though, you know, because I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think that quick service-wise, generally speaking, Animal Kingdom is definitely top of the pack.
I have an idea.
What's that?
Okay. Honestly, I think that when they develop food for Animal Kingdom, culinarily, it's easier to theme, and they can stretch the menu more. If you think about theming food... Just food items, not restaurants, but just food items. Think about theming for Hollywood Studios. Think about theming for Magic Kingdom. Food, like the actual food items, it's hard to theme with the different lands of those places. If you look at two of the places with some of the best food offerings, you've got Animal Kingdom and you've got Epcot. Epcot, it's easy to theme items to the park because you've got World Showcase. And then you have the ecological aspect of Sunshine Seasons in the land right there. So the food is themed to the park. If you go to Animal Kingdom, the food is themed to the park as far as African and Asian culture. And also animals, ecologically friendly things. So it makes more sense when you're designing menus to make properly. You don't just sit there with burgers and chicken nuggets.
And I don't know that his involvement is on this level, but I always felt that, you know, Joe Rohde is mm-hmm. the Imagineer who designed Animal Kingdom. He was very involved, obviously, in the creation of Pandora, World of Avatar. And I know in that portion of it, he was, his hand was in everything. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, you know, is it that Joe Rohde's hand is all over Animal Kingdom and he's making sure on some level that things stay a certain way?
I don't know if this is it at all, but it kind of just sparked in my head in that, you know, the Magic Kingdom is that much older than, you know, Epcot, and Epcot's that much older than Hollywood Studios and that much older than Animal Kingdom, obviously. And I think when you go back to Animal Kingdom, it's very much traditional in the sense of quick service. It's very much traditional theme park food in that it's like almost the old way. And I think the further and the more recent we're getting with these quick service locations, the more they're upping their game.
Yeah, here's the thing. In 50 years, they could have figured out a way to do a hamburger in the Magic Kingdom. You know, so I understand your point, and your point's well taken, that, you know, as they've developed these parks over the years, they've gotten better and better with it, and that could be it, too. But I'm not about to give Magic Kingdom a pass.
Oh, I'm not either. I'm just saying that maybe that's what it is. I'm not saying that that's right. I'm just saying maybe they've gotten a pass for so long at Cosmic Race to slap out a burger and it's people are buying it and they have no reason to change. Where when something is created new by a new Imagineer or a new chef, they're worried about the expectations of what this is going to be rather than knowing that it's already going to sell. Where at the Magic Kingdom, it's like, all right, well, we know this is going to sell, so just keep pumping out these burgers. Where if it's something new, there's more of a, well, if this isn't successful, we better make it something that people want.
Okay. I'll.
I mean, I don't know if that's right. I'm just.
That's as good as a good a theory as any other. So, yeah. In coming up with this list, obviously, this is by no means an exhaustive list of the best quick service meals on a budget. I think there are arguments to be made for several others, but we wanted to narrow this down to five that we thought were exceptional. Mm-hmm. So, Wolfgang Puck Express at Disney Springs in the Marketplace, Pecos Bill's in the Magic Kingdom, the Secret Menu at the All Star Movie Resort Food Court, Santuli Canteen in Pandora World of Avatar at Animal Kingdom, and the Harambe Market also at Animal Kingdom. And that is our list of the best quick service meals on a budget at Walt Disney World. And that will do it for this episode of our show. And we'll be back with you again next week. Have a great week, everyone.